Hi, my name is Judith Ranieri, and I am a Senior Portfolio Manager of the Gabelli U.S. Treasury Money Market Fund. Today, I would like to briefly discuss the Federal Reserve's recent actions at the July FOMC meeting and its impact on the overall bond market, and touch briefly on where does this leave the Fed in their fight against inflation. The Federal Reserve raised its benchmark policy rate by 75 basis points for the second month in a row at that July FOMC meeting, doubling down on its aggressive approach to taming inflation. At the end of its two-day policy meeting, the central bank lifted the target range of the Fed funds rate to 2.25% to 2.5%. Fixed income markets were encouraged by the news and even happier when Fed officials declared they are strongly committed to returning inflation to its 2% objective. Chair Powell made it very clear at that meeting that the Fed is absolutely prepared to allow a deeper economic slowdown if that is the price to be paid to get underlying inflation under control. Although investors enjoyed hearing the Fed members' tough rhetoric, the bond market focused more on Chair Powell's dovish comments he shared at the press conference, stating that a slowdown in hikes would be appropriate at some point in time to allow the committee time to assess how rate rises are affecting the economy and ultimately inflation. Even though no decision had been made on the timing of a deceleration in rate hikes or let alone a pivot to cutting rates, the market started to price in the probability the Fed will pivot to easing monetary policy a lot sooner than originally anticipated. Now, those remarks in combination with ongoing recession fears prompted a market rally across the entire Treasury curve, leading the 10-year yield to drop to 2.65% from a high of 3.47% reached in mid-June. And the 2-year yield dropped to 2.88%, leaving the 2-10 yield curve inverted. The market's reaction eventually led to a series of Fed officials to comment that the central bank is nowhere near finished with their inflation fight, highlighting the fact that they require several months of sustained evidence that inflation has peaked before they actually pivot away from tightening. Their hawkish comments combined with a series of stronger than expected data, most notably on the services sector, helped drive the markets to readjust yields higher, leading the 10-year yield to rise to 2.76 and the 2-year roaring higher to above 3.08%. At his post-meeting press conference, Powell was very vague about the Fed's tightening plans when it next gathers at the September 21st meeting. He and his colleagues will examine incoming data, which will include 2 monthly employment reports and several inflation readings. But rather than provide specific forward guidance, he stated that any decisions will be made on a meeting-by-meeting basis. That being said, rates are nearly certain to move significantly higher before year-end. Although the pace of hiking could slow, markets are currently pricing in 100 basis points of increases in total over the last 3 meetings of 2022, bringing the Fed funds range to 3.5% to 3.75% by year end. Thank you.
Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of the fund before investing. The prospectus, which contains more complete information about this and other matters, should be read carefully before investing. To obtain a prospectus, please call 1-800-GABELLI or visit www.gabelli.com.